Yes, Sajid, we should focus on the sizing section, right?
Yeah.
And right now, it's just the experiments part of the sizing section. Right? Or is there...
I did also the write-up also.
Okay. And this part, though, is before the after the evaluation. Okay, I guess we can worry about that later. Okay, so you put everything in one section.
Really?
No, I'm saying that you decided to put everything in one section.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not that there is a design component versus an evaluation component. Is there some part of this that is not an evaluation or some part of this section? I guess the formulation of the problem itself.
Yes.
Right. I'm just wondering if it makes sense to move some of it to a prior section or not. Anyway, let's look at this a little bit more in detail, and then maybe we can make a decision about that. So, okay, so these are new results, is it?
Yeah.
Your target performance and achieved performance?
No, those are both achieved performance. Target performance is the line.
So this is the target performance.
Yeah. And these are the achieved performance.
Achieved performance. Okay. So it seems like, what is this, SWS?
Web server, file bench web server.
File bench web server produces sizes that are that lead to substantially higher performance than what is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because the performance target that you picked? Are all these at different performance target values?
Yeah. I mean, everything is normalized to one, but these are widely distributed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at this, then you can realize that what is the performance target values.
Mm-hmm. Are some of these points here the same?
Yeah, these are all the same. These are I'm only showing the CPU and memory distribution here.
So, it would be good to, CPU and memory. But these are the same set of points, right?
Same set of points.
So, most of the memory sizes are in this range. For Rubis browsing.
Yeah. Probably it's saturating at this point. Beyond 384, probably there is no improvement.
I think that's a good observation to point out. But for FileBench web server, memory sizes are quite varying, and also CPU,
mm-hmm.
It's a wide variance. So how are you what is the message that you are extracting out of these charts?
Well, the first step is that we are reaching the performance target.
You mean for both?
For both CPU and memory.
Yeah.
And for figure 10 is the optimal.
No, just figure 9.
Figure 9, yeah, we're reaching the performance target.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Why talk about CPU and memory then?
It's just to show how CPU is distributed.
So you want to extract some message there.
Yeah.
So what is that message?
The message is it's not a very specific message, it's just to show how CPU and memory can be widely spread.
Okay, that's a message. So what is that message? How would you sort of focus that message? You have something in your mind about what you can show using these two different graphs, right? That's why you thought about these two different graphs.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that message?
I don't know what does it mean by showing the distribution is mostly how these benchmarks behave, or like in some cases it's a widely spread, in some cases it's a skewed in a specific region. Probably more memory or some resources being saturated.
Right, so can we say something like the suggested sizes for CPU and memory, because they vary across a wide range, shows that sizing is not a trivial problem. Right? It's not that you can pick one size which works for one application.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sizing actually varies substantially depending on what the performance target is chosen to be. Right? And therefore, it is important to address this problem carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's, to me, that's what this chart says, that when you specify a performance target for a specific application, you could actually vary substantially in terms of your sizes based on what target you pick. And I think we should highlight that fact. The other issue here is that in some cases the performance that is achieved is substantially higher than what is required or what the target is.
Mm-hmm.
What is the consequence of that? I think that's one clear thing that a reviewer might have, right? If it is all the way up to 1.5 or something like that, which is 50%, giving me 50% more performance than what I asked for. So how do we address that comment?
I mean, it's not harming, right? The harm,
right, but what if there was a point at 3x? I mean, I'm sort of playing the devil's advocate here. Right? So you want to be higher than 1.
Mm-hmm.
But if substantially higher than 1, good. Or is there a problem there?
Well, then we are not optimal in slightly in those cases.
So the margin you gave is 10%.
Yeah.
Or the 50%, the 40% level.
So is there some predictions that have an error of 40%, I guess.
Yeah.
But here, this is a reverse problem that we are solving. We are not solving the performance prediction problem. We are solving the sizing problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all the errors we had listed in our table before was the magnitude of error when you try to predict performance given a certain allocation. Now, whether the same error holds when we are solving the reverse problem is not clear to me. Would it hold or not? I think it would be good to investigate. I believe these are the same points, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is at slow CPU.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one, that's the lowest CPU that you got, right?
Yeah.
So it would be good to, for instance, know what the precise performance value is there. And then say that the actual performance target is low, and although the...
Actually, you're right. The performance target here, I remember, is around 10.
Hmm.
And it's predicting around 16.
Mm-hmm. And the range of performance that you have is what?
It's probably 10 to 180 or something.
Okay. Okay.
So that's probably the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Even in lower case, remember we have higher errors because
mm-hmm.
of percentage. Because the percentage error becomes really high in lower ends.
Mm-hmm.
Then can we plot three graphs?
And dot.
Sorry?
Can you draw three graphs, like one for the target performance, one for the RPM, one for the FWS?
Three graphs? I guess I lost.
You're talking about the figure 9, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that instead of the... You have normalized everything to the 1, basically.
Yeah.
So instead of normalizing it, can you draw it like a graph, as a pure graph on the y-axis?
You mean, so you say absolute values instead of relative values?
Yes.
Absolute values of performance, you mean? Then...
Because what you're trying to say is that the impact of the delta between the actual values and the target value may vary based on what is the absolute value is.
Yeah. So accuracy though is measured usually relatively. So I like this version better because there is a relative sense to it, but at the same time, we should point out what is the implication of having 1.5x performance, right? I think we can talk about that in the text, or maybe we could even put some numbers on these dots.
Okay, that's okay.
We have, say, target performance or achieved performance. I don't know which one it should be.
Maybe a tuple, like target achieved.
But that might make this a little too messy.
Especially because all the points are here.
Right. I like this chart. I like how this looks. To add more information might make it a little...
We can talk in the text then.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea. And similarly, there's one more point here. I don't know what's going on with that.
That's probably the other side.
That's the highest allocations.
Oh, the highest allocation each.
That's this guy?
could be this or this. I'm not sure yet.
Isn't this one, right? Should be this one. What is the X and Y axis here? There's no label.
The X axis is the performance target, and the Y axis is the IO latency.
Yeah, so it should be this one, right? Because it's the highest allocation.
Not necessarily, because probably in this point...
Because the highest allocation should give you the highest performance.
If the IO latency is high, then probably the model is thinking need to keep more resources.
Oh, there is a latency involved. What is the implication of that?
I'm not sure. I have to confirm. Look at the chart at which point is that.
No, latency is not constant here.
Now latency has a huge impact in this file management server.
So then we should probably have latency somewhere here.
Where?
In this figure 9 as well, right? Or
no, because it's constant. It's kind of it's an input to the system.
It's an input.
I'm not varying the latency, like suggesting any latency from the program.
I see. Yeah. So the message here is getting complicated because of that latency. So I mean, the latency is completely missing from all of these pictures, right?
No, this picture has latency.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, the y-axis is latency.
Okay.
Maybe I should put a label at least in one of the graphs.
Yeah, yeah. You should put X and Y labels both. Don't put it in the caption. That's atypical, right?
Okay.
And people don't expect to read
the caption,
labels in the caption. Unless it's really, you know, there's no way to avoid it and without making things really messy. In this case, it's a regular chart, so you should put the labels where it should be.
Also here as well, like relative performance in CPU?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the, for instance here, A should be memory sizing, CPU sizing, and B should be
memory sizing.
Yeah. Because I think you're using the caption or subcaption as the label, which is also confusing. So have a label and then a subcaption below it. So you have latency and performance there. And what's that graph telling me now?
It still shows that we chose a widely distributed performance target and distributed latency values.
So
and optimality.
Now why is this all white? And I think there should be more information, right? Because this black and white doesn't really help. Especially when there is a substantial variance in meeting the performance target.
No, it's actually if you reduce by delta, you are not reaching the performance.
Oh.
That's
a different. Yeah. Okay. So what does white mean?
White means you are completely optimal.
What does that mean?
That means that if you reduce by delta, then you won't reach the performance target.
And how do you choose delta here?
Delta is
the unit of allocation.
Unit of allocation, 64 megabytes for memory and 100 megahertz for CPU.
Okay. And what does gray mean?
Gray means suboptimal. You can reach the performance target by reducing it by delta, but not by
two delta. Okay.
And if it's black, that means you reach the performance by even reducing 2 delta.
Okay. What about 3, 4 delta?
I didn't try much.
No, you should have that because I think you should have multiple grayscale. Because you somehow this black is indicating that it's really bad, right? Not optimal. But these are all degrees of optimality anyway, right?
Okay.
So one unit, if you're away by one unit allocation on any dimension, then you have light gray, 2 units a little darker gray, 3 units a little more darker gray, something like that. And you need to have a legend here, right, which says, okay, the color coding of these boxes. Right? If it's gray, what does that mean? Suboptimal by plus or minus.
Minus 2.
1 delta or 2 delta or 3 delta and so on. So you can put boxes, line up boxes with different gray scale coding and put the corresponding legend as well. Does that make sense?
Okay.
But this graph is getting pretty complicated.
This one?
Yeah.
Why?
It's hard to decode. This is not a typical graph. And even like this one, there are three different kinds of shapes.
No, I was thinking going to five shades, right?
Yeah.
So if you have something like, plus minus zero delta, and then you have a little plus minus one delta, and you have a little bit more plus minus two delta. And I would say go all the way up to 5. Right. Have this in the legend. And then you have that as well. And then you show that we are within this range. Because you can actually do much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't sell yourself short by saying that we actually not optimal at all.
Only 2 days. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you want to have all those shades in the small box there?
No. Outside of the legend.
Legend up here.
No, but this box would contain more shades, right? This small box.
No. We'll have only two parts.
Only two parts.
There's one CPU.
How far you are from CPU?
Mm.
And one lower
part is
from
upper part is memory.
Okay.
Yeah, but in that triangle you have multiple shades, right? But you don't have data variance.
No. It only belongs to only one category, right? At a time. Yeah. So this shade will be any one of five of these. And this part will be any one five of these.
Two shades.
Two shades.
So which one should go there? Depending on what?
So this is CPU. CPU size, and this is memory size.
Mm-hmm.
And the shade tells you how far away you are from the optimal CPU size. So if you reduce the allocation by, let's say, 1 delta, are you still meeting the performance target? If you don't meet the performance target, then this remains white. It means that's optimal in terms of CPU size. Right? For memory size, you reduce by 1 delta and you are still able to meet performance target. That means that you could have used less memory, but your sizing tells you to use a little bit more memory. So then you check, am I still meeting performance target if I reduce my size specified by 2 delta?
Mm-hmm. So the magic will only be negative delta, right?
We don't need this.
We don't need plus.
I think we don't need plus because the first chart tells us that we are always able to meet this.
Yes.
And there may be cases where we don't meet our performance target, right?
Let's try with 15 different points. We reached everywhere.
I think we should have a lot more points there.
Take a little
because
time now.
Because there is a... You can actually show more points. And then what you can do is annotate this point and annotate this point, A and B.
Okay.
And then you use A and B annotation in your text to explain a bit more. You're doing all this by hand, right? Or by Excel or something?
This is, but okay. I can put A and B. It's a function of option, so you can easily annotate.
Okay.
So you could have, for instance, a shade like this, which tells me that CPU is suboptimal by one unit allocation, and you could have something like this. It tells me that memory is suboptimal by five allocation units, right?
Mm.
So. Do you think it's still confusing? I mean, do you think it's
still
confusing?
I was worried that maybe we have few different shades, but now I understand it. This is okay. But in the text,
probably want to emphasize that the darker it is, the worse it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to make it more intuitive to
yeah.
to the readers.
And having this legend up there, and you can have a common legend across both.
Yeah, on the top.
Obviously.
Yeah. So you don't use too much additional space.
Okay, this this is looking nice, I think. Yeah, and we should certainly not say that.
Not
you know,
optimal.
We are it's not just not optimal. It kind of has a indicates that this is the worst you can do. And I want to show that no, there is you can do a worse, much worse than this, right? We are actually very close to optimal. We are just 2 delta away, and let's not show that with a dark black. Right? I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not that I'm misrepresenting information, but it's just to give the more accurate information.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess the message here is twofold. One is that we meet our performance target and we should have more points in these two charts. The second is that the allocations span a wide range across both dimensions. So that tells you that the sizing problem is non-trivial for a given application.
Okay.
Maybe I have another benchmark. Already have data for another benchmark, so
okay.
I can just put it there instead of picking up the same point from the same benchmark.
Okay.
Will it make it okay?
You mean instead of adding more points?
Instead of adding more points, just add another benchmark.
Okay, that's fine too, I guess. The reason I thought we could add much more points is that would be even more convincing that our sizing is conservative and we always meet the performance target.
Okay.
No matter what performance target you choose or no matter what the competing latency is. And then the other piece of information you should have is that you'd specify the range of performance targets and the range of latencies that you use for these points, minimum and maximum values of the ranges of latencies and performance targets. That will also tell the reviewer that you actually experimented with a wide range of performance targets and a wide range of latencies. This chart doesn't tell you that. Specify the actual range in the text.
Where do they put it in here?
In the text.
In the text. Okay.
Yeah, as you describe the figures, so say that we experimented for each of these with a wide range of performance targets and latencies, and maybe you can put those in a table or something like that, or put it in writing. Maybe a table would be nice. And if you have data for the two other, I don't know how many benchmarks we have. Are you planning to do for all 5?
No, I'll just put it on 2. It's too much.
Okay, well then you don't have a third application, right?
I have data for third application, so but you are saying that it's better to put more funds for the same benchmark I use.
Yeah, just 2 for 2 benchmarks, and then the other thing we need to say is that we tried with other benchmarks and we found a similar results. That's why we focus on just these 2 applications.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And I think this chart is also nice, and if you have more data points, it would be nice. So right now it seems like you have 5 per
benchmark.
Go to at least 10,
mm-hmm.
and more the better. Okay, so here it seems like you specified something formally. So here you describe the process of how you come up with the sizing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this part of the
So this section is a little bit unique in the sense that we describe both the technique and the evaluation in the same section.
Right.
I want to make sure that the reader doesn't miss it.
It's the very end, and it's an important part also.
Yeah. I mean, if the reader says that, okay, I've come to the evaluation now, I finished the evaluation, right? And then if he somehow misses this section or doesn't appreciate the contribution here, I'm just concerned about that. Maybe it won't happen.
Do we consider this as a case study?
Yeah. No, I think it's not a case study. I think it's not just, I mean, it is a case study, but it's more than that, I feel. I feel like we are tackling a real problem, which is important. And so it's, yes, it is an application of our modeling, but there is a procedure to the sizing that we describe here. Right, and I want to read through it more carefully. Do you describe it formally?
Yeah.
To how you do the sizing and the binary search and things like that, and what
binary
the assumptions
just mention one bullet on that.
Right, and the other
not,
thing.
Not the algorithm. It's trivial sort of.
Well, but there is an assumption that's non-trivial, right? Which is that performance increases monotonically with resource allocation.
Yeah.
So that is an assumption you're making, and based on that, you're doing a trivial search.
Yeah.
So you do point that out.
Yes.
Okay. And right, I think you can also expand on this. I guess you had to modify this optimal and suboptimal and non-optimal. I think you had to change that. So what do you guys think? Do you think we should put all of this in one section or move some parts of it into, I don't know where this would go?
Hard.
Well, it could go in section 7 before we go into evaluation. Oh, sorry. Section 5.
What are you talking about, section 7?
So Kaushika was wondering if, section 7 includes both a discussion of a technique, an actual approach to VM sizing, which we want to emphasize as a second significant contribution besides the modeling, right? So we have an approach and design there as well as evaluation, and now we combine everything into one section 7, which is nice because everything is in one place, right? It's much nicer to read. As soon as you see the description of the technique, you also see an evaluation of the technique. So it's nicely integrated there. But my concern was if the reviewer would miss the significance of the contribution because it's sort of appears after a major evaluation section. I'm not sure.
I agree with that concern. Because it's more than a case study, it's an important contribution, it's better to move it much further.
So then we have to think about where to put it. And to me, the
but
logical.
It's part of the evaluation, isn't it?
Right, so, well, there is one aspect of it which is a description of how we do the sizing, which...
Yeah, that's a description of experimental, basically. So, okay, instead of having a different section, can you put it under 6?
Under 6? Oh, I think that will bury it even more.
Yeah. Yeah, coaching is much more than evaluation. So in the sense that Sajib is proposing a solution to VM sizing using the model.
So yeah, I agree. In my mind also the I think it's a second significant contribution besides the modeling itself.
Yeah, but this is essential evaluation, isn't it?
Evaluation of what is the question? Because if you look at section 7, right, Kaushik, there is a description, formal description of a problem, which is the VM sizing problem, and there is a somewhat semi-formal description of an algorithm. And then there are results. All of that in one section, 7. Which in a way is nice because everything is kind of co-located. I like that aspect of it.
But I'm kind of, yeah, you are right actually. It's so late, people won't even read it.
It's not that people won't read it. If they know that it's a significant contribution, they would read it. But I'm concerned that they might actually miss this part.
I mean, I'm reading the reviewing the papers, but it's sort of the last section you sort of glance through instead of giving careful attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my concern. On the other hand, if we put it as the results as part of the evaluation, right, and the description of the problem.
If you look at the process.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't listen. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Kaushik. I think I was done.
I was just saying that if you look at the problem description of the section 7, it is exactly the same problem description that you've done in the first paragraph of the paper.
You mean
that? I think that's basically.
Well, here there is a delta. First paragraph of the introduction, you mean?
Yes.
But there is a delta component that's a detail that this formalization brings in. The delta.
Yeah, that's the formulation. That's the formulation part. What I'm saying is that the first paragraph of the section 7, that's the problem description of the section 7. And
yeah.
That's exactly the
right.
Paper's problem.
Yeah, so one, I mean, let's think of one possibility, okay, that we move the first half of section 7 to a new section 6, okay, which appears before our evaluation of the modeling. So that we get an opportunity to talk about the sizing independently, and then the evaluation of the sizing goes into section 6 as part of the evaluation. So there are two parts of the evaluation. One is the modeling evaluation and the other is the sizing evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to highlight that at the beginning of the section to say that there are two aspects to this evaluation, right? So that reviewers don't miss reading that second part. And at least I'm hoping that they would read a section before the evaluation where we talk about the sizing problem and our approach to sizing.
Mm-hmm. I think we can even go all the way up to the, not even section, can you go up? I think just even before the modeling configuration or something. Those are details, gory
mm-hmm.
details. I mean, we can talk just about after 4.
Okay.
But this is a 12 page.
Or we can change the level of the section 7. I agree what you're saying, but one of the issues is if you look at the section 6 heading, the section 6 heading is evaluation. So that heading is a wrong impression. So maybe we can change the section heading itself to the model evaluation. And this one, this section 7, it's not exactly VM sizing. It's more an accuracy and VM sizing.
Yeah. Or we could bring in that. I somehow like highlighting that evaluation better. So if we need to have a different evaluation section for the sizing, we could do that as well. Alternatively, we could have a single evaluation section. In the beginning of the evaluation section, we can say the evaluation has two components. One is the model and the other is an evaluation of using the model for doing VM sizing, right? and have two subsections in evaluation. The first subsection talks about modeling accuracy and other aspects of modeling. Second subsection talks about sizing.
Yeah, but what I was saying, I said that at the very beginning, but now I'm saying different. Now I'm saying that let's not have the subsection, but name the section differently.
Okay.
Because in fact, because subsection will be, as you pointed, that it will buoy the section 7 to after section 6, and it will devalue the whole thing. I mean, that's not the purpose.
Right, but if
we want to highlight it.
Okay. Well, if we are just going to have a really small section, then that's not good either, right? So, what I was suggesting is that we could have the results part of the section 7 as part of section 6, but as a independent subsection, right? So, we have two subsections, one about the modeling accuracy and the another subsection about evaluating the sizing. The modeling accuracy evaluation will probably be a bigger part, bigger chunk of the evaluation section, but sizing component of evaluation will be a subsection at the level of a subsection,
mm-hmm.
right? So it won't be missed.
But I think there is an advantage to putting it everything in a single section.
Okay.
It's completely focused.
It is, yeah.
I mean, people are probably not
I think it's good if people don't miss it. But if people somehow miss it, then
the focus.
Let's try it out.
Yeah, let's try it out. I'm just looking at a couple of other minor things. For instance, this chart can become smaller.
Yeah.
This can become smaller. This can become shorter because, right now you have rectangles that are high. You don't need that. This chart needs to, it's just that the aspect ratios need to change, right? So you can make them a little shorter and a little wider.
Okay.
Mm.
Not too much, because we do want to show that, and then you need the y-axis you don't need, because that's common, right?
That's common, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it can be much wider. There's
five figures, right?
There's more space on this side. There's substantial amount of space. This side there is, and then there is space here which you can use. I think then the lines may also become a little bit more clear,
mm-hmm.
if you stretch it out a little bit. And then there are these minus negative V space that you probably will have to remove, and for each of these guys.
Okay.
You see that?
Mm-hmm. So the change of format, before it was another format and now it's thick plan. This resolution, this distortion.
Yep. Okay. So why don't you do these changes? And we should probably
the experiment for other 5-10 points, that would take a little time. But I will do the other changes before.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
So what's the plan? Like I keep the section 7 as it is now?
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel that we should have a independent section that talks about the sizing problem and the solution.
And then talk about
and the then talk about the evaluation as part of the evaluation section.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, you feel differently, it seems. You feel like it'll be more focused in.
Yeah, it's very focused now. The way I have also written is like I talk about something, and then I also show, okay, in this graph I'm showing the results corroborate what I'm saying. It's for the change of writer. If I move something, then probably I need to change the writer in a different way.
It's focused, but Raju's point is also correct in the sense that you're describing a problem, and describing a problem in the experimental section is not the right way. If you want to highlight this section as an experiment, then we cannot say that, okay, our optimal frame sizing problem is described as follows. That is like a
It's odd, yeah, but it's not completely out of the question. I I think you're not viewing this section as a, just an evaluation section. You're viewing this section as a as an independent section on using modeling for VM sizing.
Mm-hmm.
It might work. I mean, I just hope that reviewers don't miss it. I like
maybe
the focus part of it.
The section, I like that. Instead of saying optimal, because whatever the section is, I don't like the heading optimal in sizing. Because you're not doing optimal, that's the
If it's a case study, or application of the modeling approach, and this is one of the application.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm. And at the beginning of the section is how about all different possibilities of applying this approach. And here we focus on the VM sizing problem and show how it works.
Mm. That's a good suggestion. So you're saying that applications, make that applications of
right, something like that.
Modeling.
Right.
And then you're saying we talk about other applications as well.
Right.
For
right.
instance, the dynamic resource management for revenue maximization.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that probably needs a lot more explanation
right.
than we have space for.
Somehow summarize. It's just in short paragraph,
mm-hmm.
summarize all possible. Maybe some of the discussion section can be moved here. And then at the end of section one, when we list the number of attributions, we also add one for this case study.
Yes. Yeah, I think we need to do that. Okay, let's leave the section there for now, and then do as Ming suggested, which is title this section as Applications of Modeling, a VM Sizing Case Study or something like that. And then we talk about other possible uses. And do we do something of that kind in the discussion now?
A little bit.
Oh,
discussion, a little bit, yeah. Discussion is mainly about the limitation.
And then some problem here, see?
But,
oh, yeah. Yeah, there is some overlap. If we do what you're doing,
yeah.
what you're saying, then
yeah.
there is some overlap in the discussion section.
Mm.
So we have to watch out for that. Okay. All right, why don't you make the changes that we discussed, the more basic changes like, description of the figures and messages in each figure, right? Bring them out better. And then once you have a version, then let's look at it again. You don't have to decide right away about how to structure this.
Okay.
Ajay might have some suggestions as well.
Okay.
And the deadline is in 1 week.
Wednesday.
So we have very little time, I guess.
Yeah,
I think we have to start doing revisions in round robin fashion.
Yeah.
So do you have any suggestions for which? I think we went through revisions one.
Yeah,
day.
I think Ajay revision the first three sections.
Mm.
But I think it's better if somebody takes a whole look of the paper, because
okay.
sometimes people put in questions which are answered later.
Mm. You mean as reminders?
Yeah, sometimes in reminders I think it's better to revise the whole paper, one, than now in a single section by section.
Okay, but have you addressed
comments? Not everything. Like, this is Ajay changed it, that after VM sizing what we should point out here.
Hmm.
But I don't know what is lower cost he means. I mean,
hmm.
I don't have any comparison tool to check on that.
No, you can, for now, you can just talk about qualitatively, right? For instance, our sizing across the entire performance range of two different applications, or indicates that we are within two units of the optimal. Or we can say 90% of the cases we are at the optimal, and for the remaining 10% we are within two units of the optimal, right? Something like that, you can say.
Okay,
that
sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, I think, to is for me to change the table somehow. On the section, the related work is too big now.
Mm.
I think he wants me to condense a little bit.
Yes, this certainly needs to be condensed.
Should we keep the table? I mean, it's hard to put a check mark on each other because this.
I think we discussed this at some point, right? What, you know, to summarize this in keywords as opposed to entire sentences.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should start by doing that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, this is way too much space, and I think we are repeating a lot of this in the text as well. Right?
Yes.
It's hard for people to read through the table like this.
Yeah. So just keywords.
And
reference.
I think strengths, weaknesses, applications is fine. That you can leave as is. Okay. And I think other than that, what are the so just look through Ajay's comments and address them as many as you can. And I would like to revise the introduction section.
Introduction,
so,
yeah.
So if you can address the comments in the introduction, whatever you can, as first, and then send it to me.
Okay.
So that I can do a pass on this. And
I think
here,
as I mentioned, one thing is what should we use the term, SVR or SVN?
SVR has been used in one paper I saw. I think we read that paper together. But yeah, if it's not a common thing, then we should probably not use it.
Yeah.
SVM based redirection, we could use that.
Yeah.
Right. So let's do the following. Why don't you address whatever comments you can in the introduction, and then I can work on the introduction and then pass it to Kaushik or Ming. And
okay.
Then we can do one section at a time. I think
right.
We have to start soon.
Okay. So I'll do it ASAP, the introduction.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And if you can put that, you know, the nugget about the sizing results in here.
Yeah. On the three.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You can do this. You can use this.
Okay. It's part of the compilation.
Footnotes. Just to comment out the footnotes.
Okay.
Why do you see not like this? My version.
I don't know.
I put it out in my home.
What happened?
I put it at home.
Oh. Well, what is there, by the way?
Apparently printed using the DVI, but the shipping like this.
That's a feeder.
Yes.
Okay.
IO latency.
That's not good.
Yeah, probably it's not the PDF.
So
yeah, it's the DVI. Maybe it's some problem with the viewer.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, Kaushik.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.